named Sean on it.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Rose of a Podcast. I'm your host, T Rose.
It's your boy, Malk.
Zoe Rose.
My man, talk about. This guy introduced himself like I'm a regular.
Like I'm a regular.
Yo, stop, almost.
Like we see him every episode.
Oh man,
yo, we got a guest host today. My man Zoe Rose.
Yes, in the building.
Thank you.
In the building.
Thank you.
And my man Sammy holding down the camera. Sammy was good, baby.
Yo,
cousin Sam in the building. Shout out to Honey who couldn't be here today. Shout out to DM Denz who couldn't be here today.
Yes.
What's going on, guys? How y'all been? How's everybody's mental? How's your week been?
I feel like I always start, but I'll just keep it going. I'm good. I'm feeling good, you know. I don't really have much this week. I've just been really working. I've been in the gym still. Watching the news is getting depressing, but we could talk about that later. But I've been good. I've been good. Trying to stay positive, healthy, working on things. I changed my diet a little bit. I'm staying away from the salty, trying to get away from the fatty foods. I haven't had McDonald's in quite a while.
Any reason?
Well, I went to the doctor, you know. I'm healthy, but they say, you know, some little things are a little elevated. So cut back on the salt. Fatty foods. I know I look thin and all, but you can still be unhealthy.
This guy's been trying to preach to me thin people could be out of shape forever.
I'm not out of shape. I just gotta eat better. I gotta eat better.
I never believed it.
Yo, I had to cut out sunflower seeds. You know how much I love sunflower seeds.
Yeah. That's crazy on cholesterol though. Cause you have no ones with flavor type shit.
Yeah.
I thought it was more for high blood pressure than cholesterol.
No, I'm talking about the fat. He was talking about the fatty foods, but the high cholesterol, I mean the blood pressure, yeah, the salt.
Don't that like fall into like the same kind of category,
like
high cholesterol, high blood pressure.
Nope, it's different. No? Cholesterol is like your arteries being clogged with this fat and gunk. High blood pressure is just your heart.
I thought it was kind of like a domino effect.
Nope, no, they're different.
Yeah, okay. Sorry guys, I tried doing the nice button up of the pod. It's too hot for that. Sorry, it's too hot in here.
It's all good. How you doing this week, Zoe?
I ain't gonna lie, you stole a lot of my shit, bro. But I definitely been in the gym. Mentally, just strengthening myself.
There you go.
You know, it's holiday season, so as a single man, it's you gotta adjust to that shit.
It's not expensive. Yeah. You mean adjust to what?
Nah. You gotta adjust to being alone, bro. That shit is not easy. The holidays come around.
I've been adjusting,
but definitely the gym's been helping. Family, friends, you feel me? So good. Just keeping myself around good energy.
I love that.
This guy's scared to be alone on Halloween. That's what it is.
This guy. Everyone's different, man. Don't come here judging. Just because you got your little mini me. Just because you got a little mini me now, he's not alone anymore.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, Lonzo be scared. You ever FaceTime him at night and be like, yo, bro, the Conjuring going? He'll be like, yo, don't say that.
It's not happening.
Don't say that, bro.
It's not happening.
You scared of scary movies?
I live alone. I don't watch scary movies. That's not real. I don't care, bro. I'm not doing it.
I'm going to dress up in a nun costume and sneak upstairs.
Yo, hold on. If
I'm not
going
to lie, that's me too. Like, I need to sleep at night.
Yo, bro, facts, bro. Like, by yourself, completely nobody home. By yourself in the dark. You're watching The Conjuring?
Yes.
I'm not doing it.
I watch all Saw movies by myself.
Yeah.
Maybe Soul. I could watch Soul.
Bro, put on some Disney Channel when you're done and take your ass
to sleep.
Yeah,
that's it. You know what I do?
Say
watch
your
a
prayers.
Scary movie, put on Family Guy, go to bed.
I can't sleep with the TV on it.
Say your prayers and call it a night.
I can't sleep with the TV on, so I'm going to be up all night.
Beat your meat or something. Do something.
Release yourself. Release these demons.
Say, bro. Come on, man. You grown.
Oh, my goodness.
Grown 26. I can't sleep because of...
Do it.
Oh, watch Michael Myers.
Casper's coming for me.
Oh, man.
How you been, Trip?
Good, man. Just adjusting. Still adjusting to the baby, but otherwise, I'm trying to get back in the gym. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard with the kid.
I could imagine.
Because, like, when I say, like, I'm going to go early in the morning.
Yeah.
She's up in the morning.
We're looking at you.
5 a.m. Like, she's up. So I'm like, yo, I can't. I don't want to. And I feel bad leaving. My girl, like, just, baby's crying. I'll see you later. Yeah.
Shout out to Trent's baby mom.
I didn't say baby mom, I said my girl.
Yo, nah, that's just rude.
Come on. Then I said
baby. Nah, he's just repeating from the baby shower.
Shout out to Trent's baby mom.
Nah, that was crazy.
Yeah. Yo, so to the listeners, all right, so what happened was I had a DJ at my baby shower. And
shout out to DJ because he did his thing.
Shout out to my man, Brandon. So he said, yo, shout out to Trent. and Tripp's baby mom
at her own
own baby shower.
Yeah, that's
which is insane.
Was that's nuts.
Which
that's
was tough. Insane. Great moment for me.
Nah, yo,
great moment for me.
Yo, it really was for you, but then you just felt the energy shift. I was like,
it was her. I was next to her though. I was next to her, so I saw like the like reaction. She was like, she moved everybody out the way to make sure she see him. Like she was like, what?
And I'm Tripp's like, baby oh, mother.
Yo, she said, shout out to Tripp and who?
Like he got more than one.
Listen, yo, that's tough.
We knew who was the star that night.
Facts, right? Who shined that? Who was the MVP?
Sammy, man. How you been, brother?
I've been good. Just taking these days a day at a time.
Mm. There you go.
Nah, I appreciate you for being here and stepping in, bro. Real talk.
Yo, Tripp, I did have a question real quick. Because I know you said, you know, you taking, you know, with pay things are different. Like, now that she's here, finally, do you feel like you're, like, pre-planning the dad you're going to be? Or you just kind of, like, taking it? Like a day at a time.
Day by day. I've never been a planner. I'm not even gonna lie. This my life is just one big whim.
Yeah.
Like
winging it.
Rolling the dice.
I think it's just winging
type
it.
Type of dad it'll be today. two.
I try to have a routine, but as far as like because
she's getting
like we starting to learn each other. Like okay. I'm starting to learn her needs, her like each cry now I understand is different. Like I know she's crying like this cuz she's cold. She's crying like this cuz she's hungry. She's crying like this cuz she's wet. Like pause, mm-hmm. like she needs a diaper change.
Yeah.
But it's me learning her and like getting to know her is you know, I just can't wait to get to know her personality, how she's going to be. Is she going to be a brat? If she's a brat, then I got to be more of a stern dad. If she's sweet, I could be more of the cool. Like, so it all depends on her. I'll adjust. Day to day. You know what I mean? That's what I say. I adjust with how she is the way I'm going to try to walk her through life and navigate her.
I'm always going to have a dad question with you every episode now because I want to see your growth because, like, I see a difference in you as well, too, just, like, as you're growing with her as well, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, man. Absolutely. But you kill him, man. Don't be trying to twist me up with these dad questions. Make me like a bad dad.
No, nah, I'm just asking good questions.
No, you answered it right.
You said it right. Hey, yep. You doing better than a lot of men I know because they ain't not in their kid's life.
Hey, listen.
Hello.
They won't pass their baby in the street and I know it's this.
I will always, forever. Let me tell you.
That's what I like to hear.
But you said something earlier. We wanted to
know how we get down.
You said something earlier about news being heavy.
Yeah, just with everything that's going on overseas, I'm sure. People who watch the news definitely hear just what's going on with the war in Israel. So, honestly, I mean, this is not really a politics pod, but I definitely just wanted to, you know, if it's okay with you guys, just have a moment of silence because a lot of people over there just losing their life over a war they have, I mean, they're part of, but mm-hmm. they don't want these problems. Missiles, gunfire, children being, it's just real heavy over there right now. And, you know, that may not involve us much, but in a way it does, but there's still people. And even though we're not part of that religious group, we're not that nationality, you know, it's still human beings losing their lives over there. Mm-hmm. So I definitely think, you know, it's only respectful if, you know, have a moment of silence for everybody over there.
I got you.
Yeah.
Man, that was dope.
Yeah. That's it. You know,
it's always sad when you lose, or when you see innocent people lose their lives, man, children, women, you know what I mean? Just even men. Like, nobody cares about men. See how we mentioned men last?
Yeah.
Right? But
no, but just innocent men who are not soldiers, not, you know, just living their day-to-day like we are over here, going to their 9-to-5, no matter what it is.
Just
but
trying to take care of their family.
Yeah. And a missile comes out of nowhere, a gunfire.
Yeah. That's...
Can't even sleep at night.
Yeah.
Nah, that yo, it's scary, like, on that side of the world, when you hear a plane fly by, like,
you duck.
Like, you know how many times, like, you hear, like, I've, like, been in my pool, in my building, and heard... I just didn't think of anything of it. Knew it was a plane or something.
Yeah.
They hear that over there all the time. Like, that would make me be like, oh, nah. Like,
they don't know if a bomb is coming, a missile strike.
Like, on that side of the world. Like, I feel like, not when I say all the time, but like, it often happens. These bombings happen on that side of the world a lot.
Yeah.
We've yet to have one in the United States, thank God. Hopefully, no time soon. But, like, that's scary. That'll change your whole mentality of what
100%
in the sky.
Sometimes I've heard stories of, like, people who come from, like, kids who come from countries overseas or whatever, and they go to school in the U.S., and then they hear, like, say someone drops something made a loud bang or like the safety in place drills, mm-hmm. they'd be like scared of shitless because it's like,
yeah, that's real to them. That's trauma. Mm-hmm. That's trauma they bring over here, and people don't realize that. Some people, and, you know, kids and me, but probably making fun of them, but like, to them, that's trauma that they bring back over here with them. So,
yeah.
But I definitely want to make sure we did that because it was only right.
It's very important, man.
Yeah. I'm glad we mentioned that.
It definitely in our prayers, for sure.
I'm glad we mentioned that. But I was also, Lonzo also mentioned being scared. Do y'all ever think it's a time, like, can you be too old for Halloween? Because since you said you don't do scary stuff and it's about to be spooky season out here.
I think, OD spooky season.
Can you be too old for Halloween? I think it's, no. I'm going to say no because, like, when you're in your later 20s, early 30s, or mid-20s, Halloween gets real sexy. Like, it becomes, like, it's an eye candy event. You feel me? So, I'm not going to say too old for it. And then when you get older, you're going to want to be in the spirit for your kids and then after your grandkids.
Yeah.
So, I feel like, no. Not really. I never been one to really celebrate Halloween. Like, I'm not a Halloween guy. Like, to me, respectfully, it's always been like a devil thing. But like, for real.
No, not here.
For real. But it's eye candy out here.
It don't gotta be a devil thing though.
Like, it doesn't have to be. Nah,
you can be an angel.
I realize that.
Nah, but not even that. Like,
it's more of a party thing.
You could do like a party and you, everybody in the party doesn't have to be some devils. Like, you could be like, I'm Napoleon Dynamite. Everybody, I'm Martin. I'm Will Smith. Like, everybody, and everybody's just
having a good time.
Yeah,
having drinks and kicking back.
So it doesn't have to be like, of course, like, I think that's what any holiday people could turn it into something that
positive.
Yeah. So sure. They don't need to be.
I mean, remember? I mean, this is going back, but I remember when I was living in Yonkers and it was like blood initiation on Halloween. Like, girls were getting sliced and stuff. So that was a crazy time where you didn't want to be outside.
It was what?
Yeah. Like initiation for gangs. And I remember girls
Mischief Night.
Yeah, that girls were getting sliced across the face. Dudes were getting jumped. Mm-hmm. It was getting crazy.
It was a bad time to drive your cars at that time. Because that's when people would be egging cars when you're driving by. Mischief Night was a thing when we was coming up. I remember that.
Correct. To answer your question, though, I think you can be too old for certain activities.
Yeah, like, for sure.
You shouldn't be, unless you got kids, you shouldn't be 35 trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Standing with the kids at the door, trick-or-treat. So, yeah, there's certain activities that you'll never be too old for, but there's certain activities that you will be too old for, but there's certain activities you can still do. You can still dress up. Mm-hmm. Like you said, when you have kids, you can still dress up. You can dress up and go to an adult Halloween party, stuff like that. But as far as, like, just trick or treating and stuff. I mean, that's more when a certain age you won't do it unless you have kids, nieces, nephews, godsips, daughters, sons, and all that. I think it depends on the event you might be too old for.
Yeah, I was gonna say that because I was gonna say it's levels to it. Because if I'm home opening the door for trick or treaters, I don't want to see no 21 year old talk about trick or treat.
Pedophile.
What you think I'm getting from me?
Maybe just never grew up.
What do you want from him? What you want? What you coming over?
You want Xbox?
I know that. That's the oldest trick in the book. Pedophile.
Like, not. You know what's funny? Even I remember when I was like 16 and I was like, I would walk y'all around when to take y'all trick or treating, and I walked them around, yo. And all of a sudden, I was like, yeah, I just feel wrong going to these people's door. And all I'm wearing is a mask. I'm like, I'm half doing it. I used to get people saying, like, what are you supposed to be? I'm screaming. Look at my mask. What are you talking about? What am I? Because I used to not even wearing the mask anymore. Like, I'm wearing it over the top of my head. Like, man, you got no effort. They see my jeans and t-shirt and then the scream mask. Dog, you too old for this event.
Yeah.
You aged out.
Yeah.
It's time to go to parties.
Correct.
It's time to go to parties.
There's levels to it.
It is. But the only thing I will say is I find it weird how we contradict ourselves with we taking kids trick-or-treating.
Mm-hmm.
And we teach kids don't take candy from strangers.
Yeah.
But that day, all kids is doing is taking candy from strangers.
Yeah. But I feel like when I was a kid, my mom would be like, yo, check your candy. Yeah, make sure nothing's torn.
That's also true as well.
Tampered with. Like, we was really, like, looking at our candy, make sure it wasn't open. If it was, throwing it out. Make sure there was no holes poked in or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, still, you never know what people could do with it, resealing, all that crazy stuff. But it is contradicting to teach your kids, oh, when you're walking home, don't take nothing from no stranger. But one day of the year, see that house? Go ring and ask you some candy.
But you're with them, though. So it's a little...
Yeah. You're
with them.
Not always. Mom and dad wasn't with us.
But we got.
But you were at least 16.
Yeah,
but it's weird because it people don't even got to do stuff to the candy. Like it's what they do to the rappers.
Oh my God.
There's some weirdos out there.
You're right.
Like the grab, like you go and grab it, and then what if they
sticky?
It's a sticky Kit Kat bar.
Yeah.
Like if people, there's some weirdos out here.
Yeah. No, you're right.
I'm gonna probably be fucking driving my kids to people I know houses. Like, yeah, we go trick or treating, all right.
Bring that doorbell. Yeah. You can do that. Some people do that. Some people go to only places they know because they don't want, you know, they don't trust strangers.
Yeah, man. And the thing is, like, the more the world is going on, the weirder shit gets. Like, it's getting weirder and weirder.
I agree. I definitely agree.
Like, the more time goes on, the more I'm like, I don't even have kids yet. The more I worry about my nieces, like, just, like, I was walking home since the fourth grade. I was walking home by myself.
Yeah.
Kids nowadays in the fourth grade walking home by themselves, like, there's a lot more weirdos out here.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, I don't know. The world is changing.
Yes. Also, but you're right. And that's what makes it scary because there's definitely plenty of pedos or creeps who prey on that night. They prey on like, well, let some kid ring my doorbell. I wonder, like, tell me, if you're a registered sex offender,
you have to go somewhere.
All right, so you can't be in the area.
Yeah, you can't be around kids. So that's what the rules were a while ago, because just from someone I knew who worked in that field taught me that knowledge. But and I believe it's a certain level too. So when you're a certain level, like adults who did touch kids, like I remember Westchester County, you had to go to the county center for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Where they were sitting there all night until trick or treating was done. You know, they can't keep them there the whole time, but at a certain time, then you send them home.
Yeah.
So that was a thing.
Is that why they have the curfew for kids too? Like,
well, maybe that's probably part of it. You don't want kids out too late, okay, but there was a time. But you know, people slip through the cracks. People who haven't got caught yet are still out there as well too. So I think that's why it's important that parents or a responsible adult is always with them as well too. So
yeah, I want to tell the people who don't want to participate in giving out candy, like keep your lights off or don't enter the door. Don't come out giving kids pennies. Yeah. Like that's weird and whack. Like, if you don't want to be a part of it, don't be a part of it.
Correct.
Unless you're giving her some extravagant, like, every, like,
iPods.
Some PS5 controllers. Some money. Like, if you ain't doing that, like, not, and I'm talking about real, like, dollars, like, don't enter the door. Don't give out pennies. Yeah. Don't come giving vegetables. Like, I see people give out celery packs and baby carrots. Like, nah, don't do that.
I remember in Yonkers, I was when I was trick-or-treating there, it was this big mansion-type house, and a famous person lived there. He used to be a director. One year, he was giving out PS2s, Xbox. I'm talking about the old ones.
GameCube.
But his line, because he was known for it, his line was, you couldn't even wait. You had to be at his house right after school to get that stuff. And he had money.
Just probably skipping school to be at his crib.
You had to be there early because you wasn't getting one. But he was giving out extravagant gifts. My mom wasn't waiting with us for that.
No, but so like, do you still like if somebody knocked on your door, like, mm-hmm, right, and it was somebody you knew, but you didn't want to give out no candy, like a little kid you knew, but he knew you lived there.
And I didn't have no candy?
Yeah, no candy. You answer?
If I don't have nothing to give him, then no. But if I have like a dollar, like at least if I have cash.
You're not going to send this nigga Zelle? Cash out?
Nah, nothing? I mean, kids do got Zelle and cash out. Nah, I ain't Zelle you. So you can hack my account? Nah. Yeah, you get cash and that's it.
I hit him with the old, I'm not holding. Turn off the lights.
Or you can just open the door and be like, yo, I ain't got nothing. Come by tomorrow.
Nah, that's wild. Don't come.
That's
by
OD.
Come back November 1st. Come back November 1st.
Nah,
that's insane. Yeah.
I just want answers.
But yo, are you taking? Would you? All right. So say if you, because like when we was younger, we used to walk in groups, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to say this most politically correct way. All right. Say you was with somebody, right? You was dating somebody. You walk with them. You walk with their siblings.
Mm-hmm.
You're not with that person no more, but their siblings is used to you taking them out all the time, every year. You always walk them around. Now this Halloween comes, they hit you up like, yo, you walk me around the block again? You've been walking them the last 7 years. This is all they know.
Yes.
They're now 12 years old.
Yeah, I don't even think about it. Yes, because I built a relationship and rapport with those kids. And 7 years, you know, they've grown. I mean, I don't know how we didn't give an age, but I'm assuming they're getting older and they're people that can make their own decisions. So if they're choosing to reach out to me, you know, I would ask the mom if the sibling was an ex, then cool. But I'm gonna reach out to their mom, who I'm sure I still have a rapport with. If the kid just started reaching out to me, I would figure it out. But however it be, I would reach out and be like, yes, let's go. I got you this year again. Because I built that rapport. I'm not going to leave them hanging just because me and your sister didn't work out.
I agree to an extent.
I agree.
I agree only to the extent that I'm not going to reach out to the mom. Like, I'm going to reach out to Shorty. You feel me? Like, because at the end of the day, for her, she's like, yo, like on some real shit, respectfully, like, I don't want you around. It's not like, your kids. Or maybe I need to heal.
It's not your kids.
It's not her kids, but for me, it's still her family, still her circle.
Yes, but it also depends on, for me personally, it depends on how old the kids are. The kids are like 11 and 12 reaching out. Of course, I need permission from the family before I take kids anyway. I mean, but you talking about 16, 17?
Nah. But 16, 17, you shouldn't be taking them to go trick-or-treating.
What if they...
Michael's a creep.
What if they still trick-or-treating?
If you're 16 and you still trick-or-treating, you got to have...
There are kids like that.
But they don't need you to take them at 16.
That's insane.
They must have like,
okay.
respectfully.
All right, you're right. Let's map out the age. So yes, that's because they're still younger and need someone to accompany. I am reaching out. It also depends on how me and the girl ended off.
Right.
Depending on how ugly it was, if I don't feel comfortable, I'm reaching out to the mom, 100%. But if I feel comfortable reaching out to the ex, then I will. Yeah, I give you that. Yes, you should reach out to her and let her know. Yo, your brother and sister want me to take them trick-or-treating this year.
And I don't mind. And, you know, like, if I'm going to take them out, if you feel otherwise, if you don't want me to, like, just let me know. We can have that conversation.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair to the kids that, you know.
It's not.
That they had such a good time when I was around. We did things, you know, even though it didn't work out between me and your sister. You know, nothing happened between us.
Right.
Like, the boy or the son, or I mean her brother, may not have an older guy in his life where he can look up to. He may be the only boy in the family. He might enjoy my presence.
I would want to do that because there's some men give off like, I want to be around you just so I can be close to your sister. Or just so I could be closer, because some niggas want to just be.
Yeah.
Some niggas just want to be.
But I will also make it clear. Like, boundaries and stuff. Exactly. What you going to say, Trip?
You feel me?
For me, it depends on where I'm at in my life. If I'm not with anybody, I don't care.
Nah, that's right.
I'll walk you around. Respectfully, I'm not asking you, sister. Like, I feel you. Like, Lonzo, you're respectable. It ain't about her. Like, if your little brother hit me up and he's 12, he like, yo, Trip, take me out. And if I'm not with nobody and I ain't doing nothing, bet. I might get you back on my body, number one. Number two, I have no loyalty to you to call you. We're not together no more. I can do whatever I want.
You could.
I didn't call your brother.
How long is time going by, did you say?
A year.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
6 months. Say six months. You broke up 6 months ago.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how deep the relationship we built, though. It really depends on how deep the relationship we built. So how I felt about the kid, how I think the kid felt about me. But I feel you. So say you have someone in your life, and just a girlfriend, and they reach out. You're not going?
Oh, wait. So you have to be like, this is my partner.
Now you have a girlfriend.
No, you have a girlfriend, and the kid reaches out.
I might not
make myself available, because then it would be very weird to my partner, because they would be like, yo, you have ties with your ex still via their sibling, and that would make probably my current girlfriend like, this is kind of weird.
That just gets messy, and it could get messy, but it just gets messy. Now I feel bad for the kid who enjoyed your time. It's like,
damn,
hey, Trifton, can you take me trick-or-treating?
Yeah, but respectfully, I can't. I got love for you, but I can't take you. Not when I got her. I'm with my joint tonight.
So now, once you cut her off, you got a new joint, you cut them off.
So now it depends on my situation. Like, so what do you mean? So
now you got a new chick 6 months later.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you got a new chick, the little bros is cut off along with the ex.
They're not cut off, but I'm not taking the trick or treater.
But you
can text me.
but that's still keeping ties and stuff.
Yeah,
in a way, that's still, you know.
You could text me, but I can't. Yeah, we could talk, but I can't kick it with y'all like how we used to. Not if I got a new joint.
But if the ex ain't around, what are you doing, cheating?
Like, who you texting over there? Give me a phone. Who the hell is Benjamin? Who is Benjamin?
But I said, that's what I said. We can text, but we can't kick it like I can't.
Just cheat with a 12-year-old.
They're gonna be hot enough.
No, because so what I'm saying is like it can get messy. Like now I'm hooping with him, right? And now I'm like, yo, he's like, yo, keep, I drop him home, and guess who's there?
The ex.
X is right there.
You speed off. Peel off.
Like a dude. She comes get him out the car and sits in there.
But women are
trying
funny.
To rekindle.
Women are funny though, because they know you dropping them off. They coming out in the booty shorts.
That's what I'm saying. Booty shorts.
No bra on with the tank top.
They're and her doobie scarf.
They coming out different.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like, yo, I know.
She said, I don't need the temptation, baby. That's what I said.
I know how it's gonna be. That's why I'm like, it depends on, because respectfully, when it comes to this, like when I'm single, if I'm ever single again, I'm selfish. Right, so if I'm single at that point in time, it's about me first. Like I've learned this. See now, if you asked me this question when I was 18, 17, 16, I might have been like, yeah, I still walk him, I still do all the time, I don't care. Here's my little bro. But now the older me is like, dog, when this is over, respectfully, like if this doesn't work out, I'm worried about me.
Yeah,
how I feel currently until I'm in a relationship again, then I have to care about somebody else's feelings. If I'm single, I don't care about nobody's feeling but my own.
Very true. Very true. But I feel that to an extent.
Let me ask you this. If you break up with your partner, do you break up with their kids?
Yes, it's tough, but
because
I've done it. It's hard. It's not easy. You breaking up with two people. Actually, for me it was four.
He's a stepdad.
Yo, it's not easy. It's not easy.
My son said four.
It's not easy, man.
How old were they?
They were pretty older. It got to a point where I went to like their cheerleading award ceremony.
Oh,
wow.
I wore a suit.
Big stepdaddy. Oh, you was big stepdaddy. Right.
This guy was
you was in there. You was
this guy was Ronnie from the shop.
No, I was not Ronnie. Oh man, but yeah, it's definitely tough, but if you know, especially depends on how it ends, if you know, especially, and kids is different from brothers and siblings and sisters. Like, for example, like, you may not talk to, I made up the name Benjamin, who's your ex-brother. But once he's 28 years old, and y'all can hang out all the time and disregard the ex. If, you know, depending on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
If he's a grown man, and it's just y'all two, and yet you have no communication with the ex, you can still, in certain situations, hang out with him.
Yeah.
But someone's kids.
Yeah.
But it's way different.
So are we talking about like just dating, or are we talking about like, cause where does marriage fit in? Cause now if you married that person and they have kids, and then you guys are family.
So that's what I was gonna say.
Say the kid is young now. You're the father figure that this kid knew their entire life, mm-hmm. and now it's like, yo, like this ain't working. Like, divorce. Y'all gonna, you know, you married this person and you took that on. So when you divorce, y'all will turn your back on that person?
I think that's a conversation you and the mother needs to have, especially if you were providing in that kid's life. But if it's just boyfriend, girlfriend, and you're just around, yeah, you got to break up with the kids. But if you marry this person, take on that father role, that's a conversation to be had. Because he's technically not yours, but if you've been providing in his life, you can't just dump him.
So
you can't just dump him.
What makes this hard? So, see, marriage is a different beast for me. Yes. Like, I'm gonna go boyfriend girlfriend first. As much as it hurts sometimes, you have to break that tie.
Yeah,
like if you're in a boyfriend girlfriend relationship, and listen,
it hurts.
It sucks. It's gonna suck. But you might love this kid. You're like, dang, I knew this kid for 6 years, man. And I knew this kid when he was three. Now he's nine, and like I've seen him every day. But me and the mom ain't working out. Unfortunately, it sucks. You have to go. Like, we have to sever ties. We can remember. You can always be like, yo, I like that guy. He was mad cool. But he got to go. And the reason why I'm saying this, because I experienced this. I was the kid. not as in a relationship, not as in my parents, but I used to have an uncle who was like my older brother, right?
Yeah.
And he had this girl, her name was Carmen, and I used to call her Auntie Carmen. And they were together for a long time. He had two. He had Janine and he had Carmen. There was he had two girls back to back that were beautiful and then they were dope. But me and Janine was cool. But me and Carmen, I was a little older. Mm-hmm. And so with Carmen, I was like in high school. We had our own relationship. She was putting me on the things. She put me on the girls. Like like my fiance knew Carmen at the time. Like when we first started dating, she was like, I was like, yo, tell me how you feel about it. Like. So when my uncle broke up with her, I had her on Facebook. And I was like, nah, I mean, even though her and my uncle broke up, that don't got nothing to do with me. I DM'd her. I messaged her like, Auntie Carmen, how you been? Yo, you got to come to the house. We all got to hang out. We got to get up. Because in my mind, I'm like, yo, son, you can still come around. Yeah. You may not be with him, but you can still come around. Son, she read my messages. I was like, nah, she was just busy that day. Message her again. I was like 17. Message her again. I'm like, oh, no. That's it. Like, she's just reading. She's got me on read. Like,
she's it's over crying for you, Bucko. She read your messages.
Like, nah. It's,
yeah, you have to, though.
It's over for you, Bucko. And I was like, dang, man, this sucks. Because I thought she was dope. Like, I liked her. I liked her as a human. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Not like, I like her as a human. And I was like, dang, it's slow. And then, so it sucked. That part was like, that sucked for me. Like, yeah. Breakup.
Broken up with.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, when it's a marriage, is a lot different. That's a different beast. Because when you marry somebody and you say you're going to be the stepfather, usually when you pay for them, like, there's some things you got to sign. So.
If you adopt them.
Yes.
If you adopt them.
Yes. But even it's even when you marry somebody, like, knowing, like, yo, I'm marrying your mother and you have a kid, like. I think there's a responsibility that you take in saying, like, yo, I'm going to make sure, I'm going to be there for you up until you're 18.
What do you mean up until you're 18?
As if you're a father. If I'm
like, I'm going to be there for you once you hit 18, I'm not there for you no more?
No, but I'm saying, like, but if I'm in somebody's life, I'm financially responsible for them until they're 18. At least if I'm not their real father, that's by the law.
You're like, not, that kid is not your real father. Like, say the kid is not your real father.
No, I know. But if I get married, Lulu has a kid already.
Mm-hmm.
She has a daughter. Daughter's 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I decide to marry her. When I marry her, I then decide to say, hey, I'm going to raise that daughter like she's my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
We break up 4 or 5 years later.
Mm-hmm.
I personally would still be invested in the daughter. Just because I'm like, yo, I was there. I took on that role.
Right.
This little girl calls me dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I like that bond that, and then it's like, I didn't only make a bond with you. Now I made a commitment and a bond to this little girl. I probably told, yo, I'm always going to be here for you. Like, whatever you need, I got you. Just because me and her break up doesn't mean like, hey.
My responsibilities.
So yeah. Like,
guys, if that ring is not on the finger, that kid is, that's the line between. I'm going to be in this kid's life and I'm not. It's the ring.
That could be part of it, but also, it's not ideal, but you could date someone for 10 years and if you're part of these kids' lives, but you don't have any legal time.
Because you could be dating somebody
for 15 years. It's also very situational.
You could be dating somebody for 15 years and you could be married
It's not the ring. It's not necessarily the ring. It's the responsibility factor. Yo, marriage is responsible. There's a big boy pants that you got to wear when you get married.
Of course.
Mm. Then when you're dating, like if you're dating somebody for 20 years and then when you're married to somebody for 10, what relationship seems more respectable to the public, to people's eyes?
Marriage.
The 10-year marriage. Not the 20-year dating.
But what if the marriage is for 5 years? And you've been dealing with this kid and the woman for 15.
Yo, I'm gonna say it like this: you go on a flight and you have a seat in the front of the plane. The person you're with has a seat in the back of the plane, and you get to the front of the plane. You get to the people that check you in the plane, mm-hmm. and you say, "Hey, I want to move my seats, and we want to sit together. Is there any way we can make that happen?" They're gonna respect it a lot more if you say, "Hey, my wife is sitting back here and." I'm sitting over here. Is there a way you get us together? Then if you say, hey, my girlfriend is sitting in the back of the plane and I'm sitting in the back. It's just the word wife has a different meaning.
Hospitals treat you differently.
Yeah.
Because like say something happen to someone and their significant other walk in the room, if they're their wife, they'll let you stay with them. But if it's mm-hmm. their girlfriend, they might be like, oh, you guys.
Wait for the parents.
Like everyone else.
Yeah. 1,000% Exactly. Perfect. And I just watched that on a show, on a fire, some show that happened today, like where somebody, the boyfriend was hurt. She was with the boyfriend for like 7 years and he got seriously injured, but the family was like family only. So she couldn't see her boyfriend. And she's been with him for 7 years. But imagine, yo, I married this person for 3 months. You're married, you're the wife. You get, yo, this,
you
person, this person tells you if you live or die.
Yeah.
Your wife gets the first say. Not your girlfriend who you've been with for 30 years.
Not your mother.
Not it's your wife.
I was just wondering, though, because we're not even talking about the girlfriend necessarily. We're talking about the kid.
Yeah, but, yeah. But it doesn't matter. When you if I sign up on a role, if I marry somebody and they have a child, they become my responsibility as well. That's what you sign up for. Yeah. When you marry somebody and they have kids, you have to know what you're signing up for. You're
taking on everything
you,
that comes with
it. It's as if it's your kid. It's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. When you're dating someone, you're dating the person, mm-hmm. not dating their kids.
Yeah.
The kids is just extra that you're choosing to tolerate.
And I'm speaking to when they're kids. And now if they're a little older, it's a little different. Now if I marry a woman who has a son or a daughter who's 17, 18 years old, now it's a little different. I can't be their dad, mm-hmm. per se. I can be
a father figure.
I can be a figure. Or if it's respected like that, but now, and if me and their mom break up, now they have to choose if they want to still communicate with me. Mm-hmm. Correct. It's not like a little baby. It's not like a little kid where it's
no choice.
who is like, hey, if I leave, I leave. If I stay, great. Like it's they, I'm the one who has to say in that relationship how it moves. You know, I mean, like that's why it's so. Y'all staying with the kids or y'all?
If your partner
break up with your partner,
and I'm not married, and it's not my kid.
Not married, not your kid.
Yeah, no, breaking ties.
Yeah,
sorry, buddy.
Yeah, breaking ties.
I'm gonna give him a hug before I leave, though. What I do?
Jesus Christ.
What about if you're married?
No, I'm handling my responsibility because I know if I married the mom and she had kids, like you said, I know what came out of my mouth. I'm gonna be here for you no matter what.
Now what if your wife cheated on you?
Badly.
That has nothing to do with the kids. Like, I wouldn't put that on. I can see how people do, you know, resent the whole family, but you can't be like that. You gotta have that state of mind. Absolutely. Where that was just on the whore of the woman I chose.
Okay.
That had nothing to do with the kids.
Okay. But see, in
unless they knew.
And you wanna know the hard thing? You wanna know the hard thing about it? Is that the hard thing is sometimes the moms may make it impossible for you to keep that relationship.
Yeah, and women use kids as shields and props in divorces, breakups, and everything.
So I feel like some couples, like I get it what you guys are saying as far as the marriage thing. Like me personally, like I'm in agreement to it. But there's also couples out here that actually don't want to get married. Like, don't want to get married. I'm cool with just being together. So I personally feel like for those kind of couples, if you're comfortable like that, you don't want to get married for any kind of reason, and you don't need to be married in their minds to be married. If you're raising a little girl and you take that on within yourself, I don't think it's wrong for a dude to continue that. Even if it doesn't work out, continue that.
But that was a conversation had. Absolutely. And you decided to take on that role, right, knowing you're not getting married. Right, but that's different, yes.
Right, but at the same time, I also don't think that if it doesn't work, it's that the boyfriend's burden.
To stay.
To have to force himself to be in that child's life.
But also, like Triff was just saying, too, you know, even though in that situation, even if you want to still stay part of their life, the woman may be like, no, you don't have nothing to do with this. And you saying it like, what I've been raising, I don't care, it's my kid.
A woman's scorn is different. That's different. It's different.
I don't know, yo, because I'm trying to think of a couple that's not married, but they are known for being together in general.
I know, but I mean, I ain't going to say it on the podcast.
Say it.
I don't know.
What?
And that's not celebrities.
Oh, you just... Oh.
Yeah, I know.
You about to put someone's business out there. Yeah, oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. I'm with this guy
now. I just got there.
I'm not going to say much, but...
Yeah, but those couples, like...
See, now it's hard because now there's a lot of paperwork to go with.
I think there's, like, a famous couple that, like, they're old now, like Kurt Russell.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife, like, their kids... They've been together for years, but they've technically never been married.
But they have kids together.
But they've never been married. They're still not married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they just made the commitment, like, oh, I'm going to stick with you for X amount of years.
Because some people feel like being married is more just so...
paper.
Yeah. Like, that's how some people feel.
I get it, but I understand it. Like, because I used to feel that way, like... Nothing should change when you get married. But it's also, it is. It's not going to act like it is a contract. It's business. It's business. Like, it's going to change your finances drastically. Like, it's easy to get into, hard to get out of. Like, for a reason. Now, your finances is combined with this other person's. You don't have no student debt? You marry a girl? That's your student debt now, brother. Like, that affects your credit. It affects your credit, and that's how it is. Like, they affect you. They affect your moves.
You also affect her?
Yes.
Yeah.
You become one.
Yeah. But you just think about this. Like, just that topic is, it's hard. Just imagine it being a step-parent.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard for a step, because you, first of all, you're taking on the responsibility of something you didn't do. You didn't create. That right there, that hurts some dude's pride to even just take that on.
No?
I don't think it should. Why? To be a step-parent?
I'm not saying it should.
It shouldn't hurt your pride because you're choosing it.
You're taking care of another kid's man. I mean, another you're taking care of another man's child.
Facts. But you don't really have to do too much of taking care of that man's child if the man is already taking care of his child.
That's what I'm saying. There are a lot of men who are not. And you step in because you love this girl.
But I'm going to tell you why it's so hard. Why that right there, which says hard, is because... if I'm a man and I'm taking care of my son, and now my ex is dating some new guy that moved in with her. Mm-hmm. Now, if my son or daughter comes home and says, yo, he said this to me, he said that to me, I now is the issue. Because I'm going to say, yo, why is this man speaking to my daughter like this?
And this is also why it's important to have hope. You know, this is why it's important to hope that your ex or your baby mother chooses the right man.
You can't hope for that.
You can't stop who she's dating either.
Yeah. She could date.
She could date whoever the hell she
wants.
She
could date the grimiest dude in America.
The only thing you can do is hope. You can only be like, dang, like, I hope she meets a decent guy who's going to, like, I'm going to take care of my child, but to respect my child, to protect my child.
But
just do those two. That's respect what you and protect.
Yeah, but that's what you hope.
You don't even got to feed my child. I'll feed my child.
Yeah, but that's what you hope. But you got to protect your child and make sure that man who's living in the house ain't some low down, grimy, whatever kind
of
guy.
So that's a good question. But how can you protect your child when you're not in that home?
For me personally, if my ex and I have a kid with her and some guy moves in and she has custody, I'm having to sit down with that guy. I need to know who's living with my kid, whether I live there or not. Who are you? Where are you from?
I would also do that, but at the same time, she doesn't owe you that. She doesn't owe you. She doesn't owe you a sit down for anybody who moves into her home.
Hey, guess what? I'm not gonna ask her. That's my kid. I'm coming up to him, not on some rundown. Yo, who are you? Yo, you can love her all you want, but that's my kid. You living with, dog.
Respectfully, but see, now this is how things can escalate, because now you guys start bumping heads.
We're not bumping heads. I'm just telling you, respect my child. That's it. If he has a problem with that, I'll know something. Now I know he's off. If he has a problem, that's real shit. If you have a problem with me, if I don't know you from a hole in the wall, and you date my ex, and we got a kid, and you living around my kid, and I come to you as a man, like, yo, Malcolm, blah blah blah, yo, that's my daughter living there. I just hope it's respect. You know, respect me, I respect you. Absolutely. Between y'all two, that is what it is. But that's my daughter at the end of the day. And I just hope you treat her right and do the right things. That's it.
Absolutely.
And that's a quick conversation. I don't got to be violent. I don't got to be hostile. But you take that the wrong way, it tells me you got bad intentions already.
Rick?
I think, all right, so I'll play devil's advocate. I'll play from the guy who comes in. The guy who comes in and this girl has two kids. I'm moving in. The baby father comes up to me. He's like, yo, like, I don't want to hear nothing, da-da-da, like, my kids better be good. Respectfully, bro, I'm going to be like, who the fuck is this nigga talking to?
Yes, but at the same time, you also understand a strange man is just moved in with his babies.
But I'm a strange man to him.
Of course, yeah.
That doesn't make me a strange man to the kids or her.
You're a strange man to them, too.
But you don't know how long I've been around for.
I think when you're the guy, I think when your guy coming in, you got to give a little leeway to the father.
No, for sure.
Not only that, I would like for me, if I have a baby mom, like if my baby mother is with somebody new, I would hope that she would tell me when she's going to introduce my children to him. So if she's just like, yo, I don't hear nothing about this guy, and then all of a sudden she's like, yo, he's moving in with me. That's gonna rub me the wrong way. I'm like, yo, time out. He's moving in with you. Did he meet my kid yet?
I think you guys are asking for a lot for that's asking for a lot for somebody who is not in a home with her. Like if she has her own home with her kids, she doesn't
our kids.
Y'all kids, but she has her own home. Mm-hmm. Respectfully, you can't tell her who and who not to introduce her kids to.
Yes, you can.
You cannot.
I have say who my kids.
How are you gonna stop that? Because you can.
No, you're right. I can't.
You can try to stop that, but then what good are you when you end up in jail?
No. So I can't say this very well. So it's not about who, it's about the intent. So if I have if I say yo, we have a conversation. I say yeah, I don't want her around strange, random men, and she says yeah, same. I don't want my mm-hmm. daughter around random girls. Right. That's the conversation we had.
Right.
Now, out of nowhere, you have a man moving in, and you don't. And we agree that hey, when we get serious and we're gonna introduce our kids to somebody, we're gonna let each other. This is a conversation.
That was the agreement, though. You said don't have my kids around random men, so that means don't just be having men in and out and you introducing my kids.
But I think that's common sense that you should let your baby father.
I don't think that's common sense because if she's dating this one guy and they're taking it slow and they're getting to know each other. And it happened. I think a woman should, or maybe can. It would be nice if she does, but in her own house, you can't tell her, nah, like you're not introducing my kids to this man.
That's not what I'm saying.
Either I'm saying you need to let me know.
You should let me know. Because now I'm home and my daughter says, oh yeah,
Tony,
Kareem. I use the name. Kareem has my hat. Say who?
But that's gonna be most
Kareem.
Of the time.
No,
in Mom a perfect world, I agree with you.
But that can cause for an issue. Like you're gonna be like, yo, who's Kareem? Who's Kareem and what? Who you just mother?
I see have your
and
hat.
Now if she's like, oh, yo, it's the guy I've been dating. Like, oh, cool. Let me. That would have been nice for me. You should let me know that. You should let me know that it's somebody serious because this is our daughter that is. Going around to be this around this person.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a conversation you need to have as it's not asking for a lot. Yo, when you have a child with some and you're not with the child's father or mother, communication has to be A1 in order for it to work. And that is even when you're dating somebody.
I disagree.
Yo, you know, yo,
I personally highly disagree because I feel like there could be, listen.
So, you know how bad it can get if
messy.
You know how bad it can get if you. For example, mm-hmm. your girl says, yo, don't grab my daughter's my own random girl. You have your son or daughter around. You take them bowling and you just bring some girl, strange girl they never met before, never was told about before. Then you go out with them. They go back to their mom and say, mommy, we met daddy's friend. And you know what the first call is going to be? You had my kids around some random girl. You know why it's going to be random? Because you didn't say, hey, I've been dating somebody now. It's been a while. And I want to introduce the kids to them. It's a courtesy that should be had when you have children with somebody.
I agree.
You can't take it upon yourself and say, yo, I'm going to, my bad.
This is the time.
You can't say, yo, she's random to y'all. I've been dating her for a while. Okay, cool. Introduce us. let that be known. You wouldn't let your child go sleep over somebody's house without you knowing them. I don't want my, just because you say, you know, I still want to know that this is, you're dating somebody.
I think in a perfect world, I agree. In a perfect world.
I think you're saying that people don't do that. And you're right, they don't.
It's in a perfect world, when you're not with, when, if you break up with somebody, and that woman has her home and you have your home, that woman is, and as much as we would love for that to happen, a woman is not going to sit there and going to be like, hey, I'm just going to let you know that I'm dating somebody and I'm going to introduce. In a perfect world, yes. A lot of the times, it's not going to happen. It's, because they don't want, they don't want
to happen.
They don't want to hear what you have to, because at the end of the day, you're not, you're already dating other girls. You're dating other women. You're doing what you want to do. A woman's going to feel like, I don't owe you anything. I don't have to ask you. Listen, I feel like I'm ready. I love this person and I trust this person to introduce them to my kids. But I agree with you guys. I just don't feel like that's,
I'm going to tell you what the thought process for me, for anybody, any ladies or fellas who are listening to this and they're in agreement with you. The thought of saying, hey, it is my house, I can bring who I want here, is gone when you have a child, because it's not just your house. It's also your child's house. And you didn't make that baby by yourself. So unfortunately, you and your ex did not work. So what you need to do is say, hey, this isn't only my house, is my daughter's house. So for the sake of my daughter, who's 3 years old, I need to let her father know, hey, I'm seeing somebody serious.
And he's coming over.
And he's going to be around. And I'm letting you know, this over the phone. I'm letting you know this now so that there's no issue where you just hear, hey, mommy has a friend that sleeps over there and all the time. Yo, you know how dangerous that is to hear? No warning. Yo, there's this man over here that sleeps with mommy when I'm there. Yo, what?
How many men are going to be like, okay, cool. Yeah. No, a lot of men are going to sit there and be
no,
like,
no, if you what? Let me know, no, there's not. I'm not saying there's something.
I hear what you guys are saying, but that also causes problems for the other side. Because now the female could be like, hey, I'm just letting you know. And now it could be a whole dramatic situation.
No, it's not going to be, because first of all, she's letting me know. I'm not upset about it. You should date. But you're letting me know that there's going to be men around my daughter. Man around my daughter.
You know how insecure, controlling and whack these niggas are.
Most men. I can only speak for myself. Yes, that's the only person I'm speaking for.
You.
But this is how men
should
be.
Your average man, these niggas is controlling. These niggas is insecure. And these women can't sit there. Us, all right, cool, I'll give it to y'all. But y'all gotta understand, there's not a lot of y'all. There's not a lot of us.
I hear you, but what I'm only gonna tell people what to do as far as the right thing to do. How people react to it is on them.
I feel like y'all not seeing what a woman has to do.
I am, because I'm gonna tell you this. If you're dating a girl, or if you're dating a girl, mm-hmm. and your girl's insecure, and you say, yo, I want to go out with my boys is going to Vegas, they're all going, I want to go with them. Are you going to tell her you're going to Vegas? Or are you going to say, hey, I'm going somewhere for the weekend, I'm going to visit my mom for the weekend, and then really fly to Vegas, because your girl can't handle the truth? What would you do?
But I feel like that's,
you would tell the truth. Yeah, and that's the best thing to do. Be honest, and how they react is their fault. You did the right thing. So now it's documented. Hey, I told him what was going on. And now if he's violent and pulling up to the crib. And now, ladies, you have the right to say, hey, I'm taking this to court.
Yeah.
Because I told him I was dating somebody and this is how he reacted. I tried doing it the right way. When you have kids, bro, you have to be honest. You have to be honest. Or else, especially if you want to win in the court system.
I
understand what you're saying. And this world is not perfect.
In a perfect world, yes. I just think that a lot of the time, like, why women don't want to go through that. They don't want to go through it dealing with the insecure nigga all the time.
Yeah, they shouldn't have had a baby. They shouldn't have had a baby with the insecure dude.
Or whatever, or he's going to come over, but then I'm going to tell my baby father and he's just going to pull up and be weird.
No, you don't have to tell him. You don't have to tell him every time he comes over. Yeah, you just letting me know you are now dating someone serious, and he will be around from time to time. I don't need to know that. I don't know your schedule.
I think that's
good enough. I'm not saying every time he's there and my daughter's there, hey, he's here. No, I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me know you're dating somebody serious, and where I'm at the point where I'm ready for him to meet her, or to meet our son, or to meet whatever. That's it.
Okay.
I think that.
I think that's fair.
And I think that goes for both parties, not only women, it goes for men as well. Because I know there's going to be women like, oh, niggas always, all they say is, oh, they want to make sure they know women.
No,
in the
men, if you're dating a girl and it's getting serious and you got custody, or you're going to have custody of your daughter or son and the woman's going to be around, you need to let your baby mama know.
Absolutely.
Be like, yo, hey, Jessica, I have met someone, she's coming over, she's going to start coming over more, and so-and-so is going to meet her.
All right, so let me ask you one more question while we on this topic. Now, say you meet the dude, fucking hate him. It's not my choice. Say your baby mom's introduces you to the guys she's bringing around your kids, and you fucking hate him.
As long as
he doesn't violate my look, yeah. That's I can joke with her all day, like, you got that whack ass nigga coming over, great. But yo, as long as he ain't violating my daughter or my son,
you can do whatever you want to whatever. The ex.
Okay. Don't you not violate my kids? Or just you? I'll have a laugh. You left me for that.
I wouldn't even say all that because then she starts getting spiteful and stuff. I would just be like, cool, have fun. Just as long as she doesn't violate baby girl or baby boy.
I wouldn't say it, but I would just. But mentally, I would take that note.
Like, loser.
This nigga is corny.
Yeah.
That's all.
I mean, at the end of the day, whether you like him, whether you hate him, at the end of the day, you don't really know who he is. So you just got to really hope at the end of the day
that she's choosing wisely.
It's choosing the wise.
Absolutely. Wise But that's why I'm saying, and it's a safety precaution for your child, is you let me know, because God forbid this. She chooses. She thinks it's a good person. And my son comes home, or my daughter comes home to me.
You know who to go to.
And then say, hey, mommy's friend touched me.
You know who. You know
exactly. Who now I say, yo, who did you have over here? Who's mommy's friend? And now she didn't tell me. And now she could have had two or three different friends over. Mm-hmm. And now I got to play many, many, many more. Which one am I pulling up on first? This is why you have those conversations.
Respect that. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's why. That's a great point. And it's all a respect thing. Because, unfortunately, unlike us, Jada and Will Smith don't seem to have much respect and love in their relationship.
I thought someone was waiting for this.
Jada.
She makes me sick.
That's your queen.
I hate her.
Man.
It's a strong word. Hate is a strong word.
No. I want a real love. I don't hate a lot of people. Dusky the and Viv love. The Jada and that Will love.
I hate her.
Oh, J. Cole got to change that verse now. Oh, man.
She's mad cringe, bro.
So how do y'all feel about it? Jada's coming out with a book, guys, and she is out here telling it all, saying that her and Will were not married for the past 7 years.
No, they were separated,
not divorced. They're still not divorced, but they're separated. They haven't lived together for 7 years. They do their own thing.
They say they would never get a divorce.
So they say. I don't know if Will's feeling the same way after this.
I know y'all been waiting for this, so I'm going to let y'all go. I'm just going to say my little piece real quick. First of all, she just wants her book deal to go skyrocketing. This is obvious. And then on top of that, ain't no way I'm going on national TV slapping the hell out of someone in a separated marriage. I'm laughing with you. She do got alopecia.
For real.
But that's all I'm gonna say, because like, you're not making sense, because his actions don't show a separated man. His actions show the love and dedication of a man for 27 years. But I'm gonna let y'all go.
So go ahead.
I hate her.
Why do you hate her?
Just that? Yeah, I hate her. She has an obsession with Tupac that is like,
oof,
indescribable. Cringy. Like, it's just like, last week, I stood up for her. I said,
"Oh, you was going mad hard for her."
Yeah, I did, and I'm not gonna lie. That made me hate her.
You can't tell somebody how to hurt.
I said all this kumbaya shit, and she threw shit in my face.
Look at the cameras and apologize.
Jada Smith, you threw shit in my face.
Not gonna lie, yo. I saw that marriage proposal in jail shit, and I was like,
bro, she won't stop talking about Tupac. I'm like, yo, it's at a point now. She talks about Tupac two times more than she talks about her own husband. Mm-hmm. And every time she talks about Tupac, it's in a shining light. Like, it's like, yo,
he is
the greatest person in the world. When she talks about her husband, every single thing about her husband is, oh, that's not like him. My marriage sucks. We've been separated for 7 years. Like, everything is just like, what the hell? Like, it's terrible. It's terrible. Terrible. I hate her. I don't know if I mentioned that. I hate her.
That is a strong...
That's a strong take.
It's a strong take. Hate is a strong word.
I don't hate a lot of people. She's one of them. I hate her.
Jada,
she's annoying.
Jada, my name is T Rose, and I am the creator and host of Rose Above a Podcast. This guy has nothing to do with us. I'm just letting you know that now.
She could put me right on the red table. Nah. Talk. I'm talking truth. Let's talk truth.
Look. You know, I'm going to answer this very respectfully, but also I'm going to talk truthfully. It's sad to see. I don't hate her because she hasn't done anything to me personally. I hate how it makes Will look. I hate the way she makes Will look. I don't hate her. I don't know her to hate her. I hate the way she makes Will look weak. She makes Will look insecure. She makes Will look corny-ish. In a way. Having your kids write letters to your dead lover. Insane. It also shows that you never loved Will Smith. The constant disrespect, having sex with your son's, the integral thing, having sex with your son's friend. Having an affair, open relationship, whatever, but having sex with somebody that your son brought and introduced to your family as his friend is insane. If you were a man, they would call you manipulative. I hate to compare Robert.
R. Kelly?
Yes.
And Jada?
Yes.
You have to lay down the groundwork for that.
I'm not. They're not. This, what they did is two completely different.
Not saying crimes wise, but you're talking about
the way the use of media, the use of manipulating, her feelings. Mm-hmm. And R. Kelly may not have been the best person to use, so let me. But she manipulates feelings. Like she said in the interview, the interviewer asked her, "Why have you guys portrayed for 7 years that you guys were married?" And her answer was, "We didn't feel like it was time to come out and let the world know we were together because we didn't know how to handle it." I don't think that was a we thing. I think that was a her thing. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's like the reason why it's manipulative is because like it's coming out now.
Yeah.
Not when Will just wrote a book. Not during COVID. Yeah. Will wrote a book. Will had movies come out. Will had Bad Boys. Will's been on tour. Will has never mentioned any of this.
Yeah.
To sell.
But her book is coming.
Yours is coming. And all you're doing is pretty much downplaying your marriage. We weren't ready. No, you weren't ready for it to come out. Now you're ready. Now you're telling the world that, yeah, we're ready. Will, I ain't gonna lie, I feel like Will just don't care anymore. He's at a point where he's like, yo, listen. When his silence speaks volumes. When a man doesn't mention, this is going on a week now, just Jada says this. From when he wished a happy birthday. He hasn't said a thing. Yo, when a man doesn't say anything, when your name and your wife's name is trending, it speaks volumes to me. He's like...
Dragger.
He's done.
Yeah.
I have nothing else to say. What else can I do? I got banned from the Oscars for you, for slapping you, for a roommate. Not even a roommate. You don't even live with me.
Yeah.
We're not even together. We're separated. Then you go and say, oh, Chris Rock asked me on a date. And then after I slapped him for you for talking about your alopecia, you were talking to Chris Rock in front of me saying, hey, are you okay? It's not like him to do that. I just slapped the nigga for you. How you on his side? You should be with me. I slapped somebody for you. You should be with me. You shouldn't be going to check on him.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I hate her.
I'm just saying, If it was anybody else, this perception would be, if this was respect, if Jada was a man, this would be cancel him.
Yeah.
He's manipulative, a terrible person. He is heinous. It's insane how every time it's a rollout for something for her, It's like she tears down Will and she just disrespects him after disrespect. And that's why I said, yo, honestly, I don't think she ever loved her husband. Because if you don't love somebody, you don't respect them at all. And the things that she's done, I don't care how much you love Tupac, yo. If you were in love with somebody, or if you just loved somebody, not even in love, if you loved somebody, you would be like, dang, I love him, but I don't want to keep disrespecting this guy. I don't want to keep disrespecting my wife by keep talking about, yo, my ex, Jen, that passed.
That you were never married
20
to.
Years ago, man. We were childhood friends, but dang, she was locked up. And man, we had a great, I had a thing for her. She was the love of my life. She calls this man the love of my life.
Yeah. Openly.
Yo, it's insane. It's insane to me. Like I
was really on sad. Her side too. I was trying to just get
you sure you don't hate her?
Huh?
You sure you don't hate her?
I can't hate her. I can't. She's doing what she wants to do, and you know, I never really cared much about Jada. Honestly, I never really cared much about Jada. I was always a Will Smith fan.
I kinda loved her,
but she's just.
It's cringe.
Yo, she's just cringe. Young. Like you said, I think it's if she cringe. Was a man. She'd be hung by her toes. Outside.
She manipulated. Yo, you have a little girl. You have a daughter. Willow was like, I think, real young when she said this on Red Table Talk that, oh, my mom was crying every day when I was younger and I wrote a letter to Tupac. Tupac was dead.
Yeah.
Do you know what you have to hear your mom saying in order for you to know? Let me write a letter to a man. You know how manipulative that is? Like, you to me, so. You not only manipulate the media, manipulate your family.
Yeah.
You manipulate your family to do, like, Will is manipulated. He does what she says. The kids do what, like, I know that's your mom, but you got them really thinking, like.
Tupac's is.
She doing something, though, crazy, because look at August Alsina after she curved him. She parked him, and August Alsina was losing his shit.
Yeah. I don't know.
Cheating ass.
Nah. She saw Tupac in him.
it's sad because I wish I would love to get on here and talk to, I wish I had the means, the pull.
Just DM and be like, yo, come on.
I wish I did. After he said he hates her, the shit coming here.
I don't truly hate anybody on the real. I say that as far as just like, feel me? It's just cringe, man. Like, I don't hate her. I actually don't hate her, but it's cringe.
No, but
the way she's moving, I hate the way she's moving.
You know why it's so sad too, yo? It's because it's not even like what. Because in her mind, she might be like, I'm not saying anything really bad. But it's like the perception of the person who you were with for so long. You don't care about the perception that you're putting on them. Yeah. Like the meat. Yeah. You don't care how. Like, we feel bad for Will. We feel bad that he's with you. You don't see that. You don't see that and say like, damn. Like maybe I'm wilding.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you got us feeling. Like, we feel for Will.
Mm-hmm.
We feel like, damn, bro, you need to get out of this. Like, we watched the Red Table Talk when y'all did the bad marriage for life. Like, why would you live like that?
Yeah.
Why would you want to live unhappy? Why would you choose to say, yeah, I'd rather stick in an unhappy marriage with you and we could just live different lives? Why?
Yeah, no, I could never.
Hell, you have one life to live. What are you doing?
I live in miserable.
I don't care how much money y'all got together. I don't care. Because I know bad people be like, yo, you don't got that type of money, and they break up. It's their brand. Nah, dog. I don't care how much money it is, how much money you have. Yo, what's his name from Amazon was the richest person in the world. What's his name? Jeff Bezos. Yeah. And he got a divorce. Will Smith can get a divorce from Jada Pinkett. They'll be okay.
Fine, yes.
He'll just do another Bad Boys and he'll be good. He'll be fine.
Ain't nobody watching Bad Boys 4.
Yes, they will. Mm-hmm. If they watching Fast and Furious 30 or whatever, Fast and Furious 11, they'll watch Bad Boys 5 or 4, whatever number it is.
Oh, you look like you still watch Fast and the Furious.
No. He does.
Oh,
he does.
Man.
I have seen them, but he does. Come on. They have
you
to stop.
Watch that?
No, I have seen them, which means he watched them multiple times.
I have seen them. It's crazy.
That means I watched them.
I haven't seen 9 or 10. Should I watch them?
You watched them multiple times.
Watch them.
Oh, but it's just sad. I just wanted to bring Jada to the front of the congregation and let her know. You're making him look bad, trying to make yourself look good, and it looks crazy.
Shame. Shame.
It's insane, yo. Yeah, it is. To do that to your spouse. Like if you gotta do that to, if you gotta do that to make if you gotta do that to somebody, yo, you shouldn't puke. That's not who you should be with.
Yeah. No, it's a fact.
That's a fact.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Like you think Will's parents approve of Jada?
Not anymore. You think Uncle Phil approve of Jada? Rest in peace.
Nah, it's crazy though. She's ragging him. She's like, she's not ragging him as a person. She's just like, she's just doing too much.
Low key, speaking to the parents thing, I saw a meme earlier today that was like, who has messed up Will's life more? And it showed Will's father from
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and Jada. Yeah.
For real.
What was his name?
Lou.
Lou wanted to drive.
You think I wanted this? It just happened.
That was good. That was really good. Shit.
Yo,
he's trying to wake up. He's trying to walk out. Will came downstairs. Hey, I'm ready. Man, I just got this call.
Yo,
man, you don't want me no more, man.
What a great acting job, yo. What a great acting job that was, though.
Nah, that was good.
I'd give Will a little love.
He's been a good actor, man.
I'd give Will a love.
Shout out Will Smith, man. We here with you.
Facts. Should we get on to this next topic?
Yeah, sure. I'm tired of Jada.
All right. If your parents disapproved of your partner, is it cause for breakup? If your parents disapproved of your partner, is that a cause for breakup?
Can I go first?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Hell no. Because at the end of the day, I don't, anybody in the world, other than maybe your kids, anybody in the world, like, it's your happiness. Like, you have to be the one to wake up with this person. You have to be the one to deal with this person. You have to be the one to rock out with this person. Nobody else. Some parents, like, you may fall in love with a Muslim or Arabic or a Middle Eastern woman. Nah, a lot of Middle Eastern parents don't accept nobody out their culture.
Right.
So if I was to find one and her parents hated me, respectfully, it's not going to stop me from loving their daughter.
Might stop her.
It may stop her. And if it stops her, it's cool with me because I'm always good with knowing where I stand with people. So for me, it's like, all right, cool. Like, I appreciate you dubbing me because I know you wasn't going to ride for me.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, nah, it shouldn't matter. Because if you love somebody, you're going to love them. And you're going to get through it no matter what other people think. And if my parents don't like somebody, it's like, listen, you don't have to like them, but y'all got to respect each other. Period. Because I'm the one who got to deal with you. You feel me? So, it sucks. It's harder. It ain't just a walk in the park. It's just something that you got to fight through. You got to be willing to go through, you and that partner. But it's something that you could get over as well. It's not something that could break your relationship.
Yeah.
A strong relationship.
You want to go?
If your parents disapprove, no, that should not be cause for breakup. I think for me, I'd want to know why. I would bring up the question, what makes you feel this strongly about this person? But no, I wouldn't break up with the person, especially if my love or how I feel for the person is that strong. No, like you said, it's not going to make me, if I care about this person, what people's opinion don't matter.
Right.
That's how I feel. It's about, at the end of the day, I'm dating them, not my parents. I'm not, at, you know, so no, it doesn't cause, but it does bring along because, you know, I feel like for me personally, I'm similar like my parents a lot. So if they're seeing something I'm not, I would want to know.
Respectfully.
So I would want to bring those questions. But no, I'm not going to break up with the person. But I would also want to know what flags they're seeing that maybe, because, you know, love is blind sometimes. You know, you like someone so much, you don't see certain red flags. So I would want to know what they're seeing that maybe I need to observe something differently.
Right.
But to answer the question, no, you do not break up with that person. That's just wild. Just to break up with someone off the words.
Mm-hmm. I feel, yeah. I disagree. I disagree with y'all. For me personally, that, like, not in a perfect world for other people, you shouldn't do it. Yeah, I get it. Like what you said, exactly. Because a lot of people, like, do it for race, things like that.
Yeah.
I'm speaking for me. I'm speaking for T. Rose. Mm-hmm. Speaking for Trifton Rose. My parents If they say, like, if they disapprove somebody, you know how terrible of a person you got to be, Kamara? That girl, like, my parents have met some girls that I've messed with, my brothers, guys that my sisters dealt with. And I don't think any of them got, quote, unquote, disapproved.
Yeah.
In order for my parents to be like, hell no, you have to be a terrible person.
That's also
terrible
true.
Person. That's also true. So that's why for me, it's like if I bring a girl and they shorty leave and they're like, hell no, bro, what are you doing? I have to check myself.
I guess who
you bringing over here?
I guess yeah. This
who you bringing over here?
I guess to that level of disapprovement, then heck yeah. Then it. But even so, like but at the end of the day, if I don't see it and they see it, I need to see it before. For me personally, like, I don't care what no one says. Yeah. If you tell me you see something, you tell me the sky is blue, but I see red, you're not going to convince me it's blue.
Because
I'm telling you what I see is red.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you I love this girl and I see all the positive things there, but you seeing something different. Yes, I want to know what you see. I want to know, but that's not just going to make me be like, yo, it's over.
Yeah, go ahead, my bad.
If this woman has never disrespected you, never overstepped her boundaries, you know, never did anything malicious or has, like, you know, like, I would want to know as well, like you yeah. say, but...
What do you disapprove
I'm not, yeah, if you're just disapproving to just tell me, you gotta give me an answer. Don't like her.
Is
I'm
it
not,
the vibe?
It's, for me, it's more like, I'm not, I mean, respectfully, whether you like her or not, I'm with her. But if she's not disrespecting you or causing you no harm, then what's the problem?
Yeah, that's my point. My point is, my parents ain't just disapproving. I'm going by with me. They're not gonna disapprove unless it's something of that nature.
Yeah. Yes.
So if they disapprove, I'm assuming something of that nature happened. But there are, and I'm not. There are relationships that I know, and that I disapproved of, and I've said to people like, "What are you doing? This person is terrible," and it's in front of their face because, like you said, love is blind. People mm-hmm. when they're dating, when they're with somebody. To them, it's like, oh, they're great. And they don't, sometimes they're disrespecting you and you don't even know. Like, your significant other, you'd be like, yo, they're violating you. Like, you, and you're so head over heels in love that you don't see, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
So sometimes it is dumb because then there's people that they've been with and then when they're done, they'd be like, why did I date them? And you'd be like, yeah, I told you. So, that's why one of my favorite verses when it comes to relationship and seeing people in relationships that I disapprove of is when Rick Ross said, I told Meek he shouldn't trust Nicki. Instead of beefing with you, dog, I just gave him some distance. Like, because people are, you can tell them, like, yo, you're shorty, terrible.
Mm-hmm. Now we got
Dottie bugging. Like, you break up with her. Leave her alone. And you're going to be like, I ain't doing that. You bugging. Like, and then now that's going to cause me to be like, all right, guess what? Because as much as you say, like, nah, I ain't breaking up with her because of my parents, she's going to cause a division between you and your parents. If your parents disapprove. So just be aware that you are going to say, you know what, I'm going to choose this girl over my parents. Because what people do when they disapprove of a sudden and the other person's like, nah, I don't care what they say, I'm still dating. All right, cool. That means you're distancing yourself. So now you're going to be okay with saying like, all right, cool. I'm going to rock with her and leave y'all over here. But if this don't work out now, I'm going to try to come back and be like, yo, I was bugging.
But a lot of times also, parents who really love you are not going to put you in that position. They're not going to let that, unless it's like really, really
that's
bad.
That's what I'm saying. It gotta be really bad.
If I disapprove, this is like, yo, I don't, like disapprove, like if my daughter brings a boy home who I disapprove of, that is, do not bring him back here. That's not a, oh, I don't like him and it's okay. Like, that's, Don't bring him back here.
You could say do not bring him back here, but she's gonna be like, why? Like you have to give for her. Oh. You have to give me a valid reason to why.
Oh, don't worry. When that time comes, and if that ever happens, I will definitely give right. my list of why. But my thing is, it's like if I don't, is it this difference between disapproval and I'm not really feeling him like that? But cool, if you like him, like this, or I don't know, like disapproval is. No, like this man walked in and just look at like no, like he walking in. He has no. His pants are sagging. He like you come in here. Your pants sagging. You come in. You don't even say nothing to me. That's disrespect when you come in the parents. That's disapproval. Like hell no.
Yeah.
No.
I think the big thing. You know
how much can you disapprove though?
Like, yeah, you could disapprove.
You could disapprove, but at the end of the day, what's she gonna do? I don't think
we're taking the word disapproval as strongly as he is. But I understand what you're saying 100%. I just also think, like, it's for me. I also know my parents, like I said, we're very similar. I don't even bring someone like that over to them. Like, before I bring anyone home, I know for a fact that my parents are going to like them.
Mm-hmm. Not everybody. My point is, not everybody does.
I agree with you.
Not everybody does. True. There's people who bring the people home and they be like,
doodoo heads.
Oh, you let them in your house?
Yeah.
Yo, what if, see, so he comes in, his pants are sagging, it's clipped.
No. That's a red flag.
Because now, what this kid may be, he may not have grown up with the proper adults around him, but he may be respectful. He may be very meticulous with his words.
If you walk in my crib and don't say nothing to me, you ain't.
No, I'm not saying
disrespectful
don't say,
over it.
No, I didn't. Not saying.
You don't shake my hand. You don't.
Says how maybe he's like, sagged, and he's hood.
I'm not saying. I'm saying you come and you say what up to him to shake his hand. You go like this to you. Like, should I shake my hand? What up? Look at your face already. Look at your face when I did it. You're going to be like this.
Let me play devil's advocate.
And it's like 16. You're like.
Yeah, it's hard to play devil's advocate with that. But. No,
yeah, it's nothing you can say.
Look, but you also have to understand. Like, would you give him a chance to, even if he.
Yes.
All that first impression,
You leave my house to get your together.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
You got all until dinner. You got until dessert, actually. Because once I hit dessert, you're done.
And then now.
And how old is your daughter at this age?
15. And now I say, look. Okay. And now I say.
That's young.
And I say, yeah, yo, look, 16.
Don't bring no boy in my house.
I'm 16. And she's in high school. It's high school, yo. Right.
I know what's going on at 16.
Okay, this is the world we live in. So now you say to her, you say to him, bro, pick up your pants. How are you? Near my house. Talk, like, what's going on? And he says, I ain't picking up my pants. Mine. You don't pay for my jeans?
He's getting hemmed up.
And look, now you tell him get out the house, and you hear your stupid daughter, no, Ronnie, and she goes running to him. You go, look.
I'm not chasing her.
Bring him back, Peyton. Bring him back again. No,
hell no. No, of course that's crazy disapproval.
I think it's a point to like. I definitely agree with you. I think it's a point for a lot of parents because what you're saying and the realism that goes on for parents actually disapproving is. A lot different, and parents disapprove before even getting the notification.
Correct, and I understand what you're saying. I think, like Alonzo's point, you tell me what you're disapproving about, so right. I can see it and be like, "Oh, you're right. She had a gold tooth. She was sagging mm-hmm. her pants. She was disrespectful at mm-hmm. dinner. She was smacking her. All these different things accumulated. I get why you disapprove.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Let me take those into consideration. And if I decide to stay with her, you're right. That does push that friction of the parents away and all that, but. People got to lay there. Got to make your bed.
And then if I'm disapproving, that just tells me a lot about my child. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you didn't get this person ready to meet me.
Yeah.
Like you just thought you was gonna have like. Cause
no,
100%. Because even. You
came in here free.
You came in here free
ball.
Now I was like, you ain't tell him like, yo,
who I am.
Get ready for me.
You got this nigga walking in calling me Triff. Like, what's going on with you? Like, you better miss. This nigga better miss the Rose me.
Yeah, for sure.
Nah, not him walking in calling
you. Walk in calling you T Dog.
Yo, T Rose, what up, baby? Nigga, who you?
Imagine.
Yeah, like you, like oh you
put his feet on the coffee table.
Yeah, like oh you didn't.
Tim's on.
You ain't prep this. You ain't prep this man. Like I would look at my daughter like, oh nah, this is definitely disapprove. I disapprove of you right now. Like, mm-hmm. Your choices is disapprovement. No,
yo, what if you? All right, so your daughter, she brings him over, right? You're talking at dinner table. He's just mad, just ghetto, whatever, blah blah blah. And like, he digging his pocket over something, and like condoms fall out.
Get out! What are you doing? Like, oh, wait, so not what's today? Get out!
What's the problem? I'm being safe. I'm being safe.
So what if dude is not ghetto? What if dude is a preppy white boy?
No, good dude.
He's a fucking know-it-all. He's a good dude. He's a good dude, but he knows it all. He got it all. Like everything you say, he's correct in your ass. He knows it all.
He's smart.
He's respectful. He's all prepped up.
But I won't see. But I won't disapprove. But I'll let her know. Yeah, but you.
So he's not as bad.
No, I'll let her know. Like,
he's educated.
No.
He's educated.
He's not as bad.
Talk.
And a high parents, bro.
Talk.
The white guy gets away with a lot more.
No. That's not true.
He don't stand.
No.
He's not so bad.
No, I was going to say something, but I couldn't say it.
Here's a
Look, let me mute my mic. Let me mute all the mics. I'm gonna mute all the mics.
Oh, man, that's OD. Man. You better accept all people.
That was, lost me at that point, buddy.
You better let him sit there. He gonna tell you about his escrow account and everything.
Nah, honestly, bro.
As long as she's happy.
No, not as long as she's happy.
You're gonna be that dad who, like,
people's
instills who she needs to date on her?
Right.
No.
Because then who you push away is who she's going to attract.
No, that's not what I'm saying. My thing is, if people don't know what makes them happy until they go around a little bit. Like,
excuse me?
Pause. Like, that's not what I'm saying. When you go out in the world.
He needs a timeout. He needs a timeout.
Anyone got a yellow flag?
He needs a timeout. He really needs a timeout.
Let me explain it.
This guy's going to send his daughter around the world. Bro. What the hell? Pepe, come back here.
I'm worried.
It's not what I'm saying. For example, my bad. What I'm saying is if my daughter is grown up, like, for example, she's growing up in New York in Yonkers, right? She's growing up in Yonkers, and she's dating boys from Yonkers, and she's like, oh, this is what I like, this is the type of guy. This is what she's gonna like, because this is all she knows.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna explain to her, like, hey, maybe you should save dating for when. Why don't you go in college? Go, like, there's people that are from other places that you may like a lot more than these guys who are just from the same town as you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
There's a whole world out here, and that's not only for guys, it's for anything. Like,
nah, for sure.
Like, because people get stuck in the box of what they're used to. Like, people don't know they broke until they leave the city and be like, oh, snap.
I can afford.
There's stuff out here that I want, and I can't afford it. I'm broke. Like, there's people who never left the block, and they don't know that. They don't know how broke they are until they leave. And it's the same thing for when you're dating. Like, you don't know. You're stuck in a box of the choices that you make. All the guys your age are like this because they're in this area. But the guys, you go out here to, you know, you go to school down south somewhere or West Coast somewhere, you might say, oh, la, I like this. These guys are a lot more.
You know what she's going to say to you?
What?
Your mom worked out fine.
Yeah. That was a nominally.
Not your mom worked out fine.
There's a lot of stories she won't know that we'll have to speak about at that point.
So you're going to hide things from your daughter?
No, I'm going to tell her. I'll tell her. I'm not going to tell the world. I'll tell her. I won't announce it to the world. Oh, but, man. You know, it's all. That's all.
I just want my kids to be able to come to me and talk to me about everything. And you're right. Likewise. You need to teach them that. Yeah, it's more than the kids on the boys on school street.
Nah, 100.
Exactly.
Nah, and that's what it is. But I like that.
Yeah, you're gonna have the school the strip boys.
For real. Yo, let me tell you something. The gangs out here is going crazy. I ain't gonna lie.
Every pod he says something about school.
I had to just put my head down. Like,
yeah, he says every pod. Now I just
don't go over there. Do not go over there.
Marcos is right there, Papa.
Do not go over there. Don't go on school street.
Marcos is right there, man. I'm okay with School Street. I've never had an issue with them there.
I don't have a problem with them either. I was just giving an example.
Niggas in school. Oh, I know a lot of niggas, man, in School Street, so shout out to y'all for real. Got a lot of niggas over there.
Now I'm the bad guy?
No. It's family, man. He good too. Leave School Street alone.
Now imagine I go get a cut, I get jumped.
Yo, nah, this guy, man. Shout out to Yonkers, man.
Bro, I love Yonkers.
Shout out to Yonkers, man.
I was mad sad I had to move upstate. You know what I was... I'm gonna say this last thing. You know, my first thing that happened to me when I moved up there, when I moved upstate, me and Malik was walking to the store. First of all, the walk was mad far. It ain't like a Yonkers walk.
Mm-hmm.
So we walk into the store, yo, a truck, like four white boys. I'm talking about the back. The pickup truck. They were holding on to the back, going 90 miles per hour down the road. They looked at me and Malik said, Negroes!
That's insane.
They didn't say Negroes, they used the hard ER, but I was like,
nah, that's
damn. Welcome to upstate.
Orange County boys.
That was like day one.
Nah.
This is before or after y'all ran the train on that girl.
What?
Yo, we off this. I'm just trying to get some dates. Yo, oh, nah. Shit. Off this is gonna be a long episode to edit. Love y'all.
You don't have to edit that. No one ran a train on any girl. We love you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Look at his face to see if y'all believe him.
Yo, I want to see my reaction on that shit, bro. I was at home, bro. I looked to see if this